very smoothly. We have two fantastic artisans of civilization and the culture that I know and love. Can I please introduce to you KG and Marston? Now, some of you might have heard of Shadrach and the Mandem, the realist comical geniuses, spoof gangsters from London, who got themselves all over YouTube and the web at large. Are the real-life actors behind Shadrach and the Mandem anything like their characters? We are going to find out now. Comedians, writers, actors, KG and Marston are here to bring some comedy today, but first of all, they're going to show us a clip. And I'd just like to say, the first radio show these guys ever were on was mine. It wasn't Tim Westwood, okay? He came second. Just want to put that in there. Can I please introduce KG and Marston?
Yo, what up, man? Joking, I'm English.
Wow.
Hello, everybody. We are KG and Marston, aka.
I'm KG, the comedian.
And I'm Nicholas Marston.
Wow, it's people. Okay, yeah, we got like a background. I got a background in advertising, marketing, and PR. Went to Birmingham Uni. And I done media at Carshalton College.
I also have a strong background in media as well. I went to the Brit School of Performing Arts where I studied A-levels media, and then I also went to university where I studied broadcasting at university. So again, it's helping us with the independent movement that we're doing.
And if you don't know anything we've done, we're just gonna give you a quick skit of one of our characters, then we'll talk about stuff after that.
Roll camera.
Sorry, no chicken wings, yeah.
Sometimes in life, you can't get what you want.
They ain't got no chicken. They ain't got no chicken wings.
They're like a spoof R&B group, like classic. What can you say about them?
Just basically, they are like a spoof R&B group that's mocking the whole like R&B thing. Like, so those characters are Dejan and Fajan. They're from the UK, but they have a strong inspiration to be like American R&B groups.
So they've got serious American accents and stuff.
So yeah. So again, so that was like some of the characters that we've done. I'm not sure if anyone's seen one of our biggest comedy series, which is Shadrach and the Mandem.
Anyone seen that?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shadrach and the Mandem. Basically, Shadrach and the Mandem were a comedy spoof about UK gang culture. I was Abednego. That was Shadrach. Speak a little bit about Shadrach.
Okay. What we're basically doing is that, you know, when people like, it's mostly artists and stuff. They get on screen and stuff, and you just start acting the fool, basically. And it's really just pinpoint, and you don't need to act like that to sell records, or you don't need to act like that. You don't need to have that bad man persona. You can just be normal. You don't act like that at home. So it really just highlighted that, and a lot of artists was like, "Wow, some, I know people that act like that, so it was really good. So they actually looked at themselves and said, you know what, let's not. And then another thing is that it kind of put like a comedy element, because people always make like, let's say, the hood seem as if it's like some gangster place where guns are getting off all the time, but you know, there is, you can laugh there. There is like, you know, friendship down there and stuff like that. So it's not all bad in a sense. And we just want to show that with Shadrach and Amanda.
Yeah, you made a very valid point there. So, you know, we basically touched on the stereotype of gun crime and you know, like your gang violence. So our characters basically was a very successful comedy spoof of that, and together on YouTube, that series alone has done over 1 million hits worldwide. And from there, we was recognised to do other skits, just like we did Caramel. Caramel made its debut on BBC Two. It was picked up by a production company called Lemonade Money. So, you know, we're gonna be continuing to work with them as well. And we also have a narrow comedy series called Duncan and McCoy. Do you want to tell them about that?
And Duncan and McCoy, this is because they were talking about police checks and stuff like that earlier and stuff, and we're basically heavy-handed police officers, old school, we just get the job done, you can check it out on YouTube, but then it's quite dark comedy, but it just flips, we just like to play with stereotypes and stuff and social issues, that's what you kind of get in our comedy stuff, and then really it's just showing another side of it, and it just helps, just seeing us, and just... it helps you laugh at some of the situations and stuff. So the police, even, we want to do some stuff with the police because we actually do reach a hard to reach market, they say, and stuff. So we get like Duncan and McCoy done over 75,000 hits worldwide as well. So just imagine, these are like the hard to reach market and we actually engaging with them. So trying to do something like, let's say, anti-gun crime or something like that, like a real campaign that is, it can be funny, but really like hard hitting and stuff.
So again, basically, with our stuff, and we do have a strong following, or I personally believe we do, but one thing that we would say is social media, like the websites, the Twitters, the Facebooks, the YouTube, they're very powerful in how we connect with the people that's following us. So, you know, like through Twitter, the more followers you have on Twitter, the more you're going to be able to promote the stuff that you're doing. So, you know, together we've got over nearly 2,000 followers. We also had a Shadrach and Amanda Twitter account, which had 1,500 followers, and Facebook groups, and X, Y, and Z. So, to cut a long story short, we personally believe that using the internet, the Twitters, the Facebooks, and the YouTube is a very powerful tool to connect to the audience, and also as it's a business, you'll be able to prove to, you know, the people in the business that the more followers you have, the people that are viewing your stuff, it will show that you are bankable with what you're doing, because it is a business at the end of the day. It's the entertainment business. The more views you have, the more you'll be able to turn around and prove to people that you are bankable and there is a demand for your stuff.
Yeah, another thing, if anyone is trying to get involved in comedy skits, I would say that it is hard work. It's like, you have to really, like, it's with anything you do, you have to put a lot of passion into it. As you can see, although we actually write the songs and stuff, and we do all the stuff behind the scenes and stuff, there's a lot of work that goes into, like, 1 minute, 2 minutes and stuff. But then, another thing as well is, like, building relationships with people. The social media, like Twitter, is the most amazing tool. Like, we use it to really talk to people. And there's another thing called Ustream. I don't know if you heard of it, but it's like a live feed kind of thing where people can actually see us on a webcam.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah,
loads of people are writing in there like, do that from this skit, sing this song, or do that. And it's really funny, but then it really lets people connect with you. So if you're trying to build a brand, these people becoming brand advocates because you've actually built it, like you've got a relationship with these people and stuff, and they really want to put their stuff, they want to promote you, and they feel kind of closer to you as well. So anyone that's doing that, it's, don't forget the people that are watching your stuff, and if they're sending you messages like, we love your stuff, hit them back with a cool LOL or something, or thank you very much and stuff.
So to sum things up, basically future aspirations, hopefully you're going to be seeing more of us on TV, and we're going to be doing independent films and stuff like that, and we also do have a strong presence with BBC One Extra. We did a week takeover there as well, and it's all basically through the internet. So, you know, you can hustle, get your word out there, and use the internet for the best of your ability, really. That's it, KG and Master.
Thank you very much.